Come all kind friends and neighbors, come brothers, sisters all. A story I will tell to you that'll make your blood run cold. Concerning a poor unfortunate lad who was known both far and near. His parents raised him tenderly not many miles from here. It seems his occupation, head sawyer in a mill. He followed it successfully 2 years, 3 months until the time had come for him to leave this world of toil and care. Who knows how long our time will come, our record deeds to share. In the township of Acadie, the county of Lapeer, there stood a little shingle mill. It had run about a year. 'Twas there this cruel deed was done that caused many to weep and wail. For this young man who lost his life, his name was Harry Bale. On the 29th of April in 1879, he went to work as usual, no fear did he design, till the lowering of the feed bar, which put the carriage in gear. It threw poor Harry against the saw and cut him most severe. It cut him round the shoulder and halfway down his back. It spit him out upon the floor as the carriage came running back. He headed for the shanty, but his strength was failing fast. Said he, "Brave boys, I'm wounded bad, I fear it is my last." They sent for his dear brothers, likewise his sisters too. The doctor he was sent for, alas, it was too true. For when his cruel wounds were dressed, he unto them did say, "I fear it is my last, brave boys, I soon will pass away." No father had poor Harry to weep beside his bed, no kind and loving mother to soothe his aching head. He lingered for one day and night till death released his pain. He's silenced now forevermore, he'll never speak again. They dressed him for his coffin, they fitted him for his grave. His brothers and his sisters mourn the loss of a brother brave. They took him to the churchyard and laid him there to rest. His body lies a-mouldering, but his spirit's with the blessed. Now springtime will return again and wake this big domain, and little birds on leafy boughs sing sweetly once again. And all who knew remember well the love he fondly gave by planting wreaths of flowers round Harry Bale's grave.